Following Jesus is hard sometimes. It's meant to be. Jesus said it would be. And then the devil comes along and adds just one word to that and turns it into a lie. He tells us that following Jesus is too hard. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again as we continue taking a look at some of Satan's great lies from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called Healing for Broken Families, and I'd love to send you a free copy in case you or someone you know has a family that's struggling. Many, many people have spent a lifetime on yo-yo diets. Their weight goes up, goes down, goes up, goes down, and eventually they just give up and decide they have to live life fat. I used to be one of those. These days, I'm something of a shadow of my former self. The problem seems to be their willpower. Actually, it's not. And in a few months, we're going to spend some time on this program to discover what the real issue is. So the holy grail, if you will, of the multi-billion dollar weight loss and fitness industry is how to lose weight quickly without really trying. You see it now, not just in the wealthy West. You see the whole overweight thing happening as an epidemic in developing nations as well. It all has to do with one substance, a substance that is in just about every food that we eat, but a substance that you won't discover in the Bible. I digress. It's for another time. The effect, however, is that people struggle with their weight. Most lose the struggle, give up, get cancer, die of heart attacks and strokes, or succumb to complications around type 2 diabetes. Diabetes is what killed my father, and I have to tell you, it was a horrible way to go. The problem isn't that people don't want to lose weight. I'm speaking here from first-hand knowledge. Most of my life, I have been seriously overweight. I knew all the consequences, and as personality types go, I have a lot of self-discipline, a lot of self-control. The problem is you can't live life as a constant struggle. If your body's saying to you, eat, and you're constantly having to say no over and over and over again every day of your life, what happens is eventually you get tired of that. It's just too hard to live your life like that. I mean, you're out with friends and they're handing around those nice, salty, cheesy, fattening things, or those sweet, creamy, yummy things, and everybody else is tucking in. Eventually, it doesn't matter how strong you are, how strong-willed you are, how much self-discipline you have, you're going to break. We're going to give in, right? Anybody who's ever struggled with their weight knows exactly what I'm talking about. If you happen to be one of those skinny freaks who seems to be able to eat anything without gaining weight, hey, well, God bless you. But the rest of the 99% of us, we aren't. We walk past the fish and chip shop, take in a deep breath, that stunning aroma, and just two or three times, and you know what happens? We seem to put on 2 pounds. See, the constant struggle wears you down. The constant battle is exhausting. Eventually, you give up. It's not that we lack willpower so much, it's just that we're tired of living that. And so we're back on the odd bit of cake here and there and the odd chocolate bar and the odd ice cream. And before you know it, you're back to being the size of a house. Is anybody with me today? What we need, what we really need is a way of changing what we want to eat. What we really need is a way of changing our appetite so that we don't want to eat all the stuff that makes us fat. What we need is a way to regulate our appetite so that when we've eaten what our body needs, we decide we're full and we stop eating. Now think about this. If we could change our appetites, if we didn't have to exercise self-control anymore, well, it'd be easy. You only need to exercise that muscle of self-control if you have to deny yourself something that you really, really want. What if, when it comes to eating, you could look at ice cream or chocolate or whatever it is that you desire and just not desire it? Losing weight and sticking to a healthy weight would cease to be a diet. It would cease to be a sacrifice. It would cease to require huge bucket loads of self-control. And maintaining your weight would be the most natural thing in the world. It turns out that that's how God created us in the first place. And it's because of the huge volumes of just one substance that's been introduced into our diets just over the last half century or so in my lifetime that our appetites are whizzing off out of control. So we're going to talk about that another time. But the reason that we're talking about it today is that we're in the middle, or at least towards the end, of a series of messages that I've called the top 10 lies the devil wants you to believe. And the one we're going to talk about today is that it's just too hard to follow Jesus. It's like it's just too hard to maintain our weight. Jesus sets the bar too high. It requires too much self-control. After all, Jesus himself said this, Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 13. He said, look, enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction. There are many who take that. But the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few who find it. They're Jesus' own words. And again, he said to his disciples in Luke chapter 9, beginning at verse 23, he said to them, if you want to become my followers, then deny yourselves, take up your cross daily and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will save it. Well, Jesus said that. And so many people decide to follow Jesus, and the going gets tough, and it gets hard and harder and harder and harder. And the devil comes along and sits on your shoulder and tells you, you see, it's like that yo-yo diet thing. You can't win. You can't live the rest of your life struggling like this. And up to this point, the devil is absolutely right. But then he continues on and whispers, Jesus set the bar too high. Just give up. Just let go. Just stop trying to live up to something you can't live up to. Go through the wide gate. Take the easy road. And the thing is, when you're tired and you're exhausted and you've been doing things so hard, that second bit is so tempting. It's so easy to turn around and take the easy road. Have you noticed? But the problem is that it leads to destruction. So here we are. We know the truth. We're faced with this dilemma in our exhaustion, and the devil is starting to hand around those cream treats with icing sugar all over them. Oh, man, they are so easy to swallow. What's the answer? Well, the answer is Jesus. The answer is that Jesus has already provided a way to change our appetite. He's already provided a way to change our hearts. And that's the thing. Just like the whole eating diet thing, if we can change our appetite, if we can change the desires of our heart, we need a whole bunch less willpower. Willpower becomes a now and then thing in those really tough moments, not a 24/7 thing. Listen to this fantastic truth. I know it's going to set a few people free today. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but also much more in my absence, it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. The point Paul's making here is that we don't have to struggle because God is at work in us, enabling us both to will and to work. Did you pick that up? To will and to work for his good pleasure. Just drink that in. You know what I've discovered? The more time I spend alone with Jesus each morning, the more he changes my appetite, what I want, my will. It used to be really hard for me not to get angry with people all the time. You know, these days, 99% of the time, it's not. It's easy and getting easier because the Spirit of God is at work with me. I don't want to get angry anymore. I want to do stuff that's going to bless people. He's changed my heart. He's changed my will, my desires. And yes, it involves taking up my cross. Yes, some days it's hard. Some days it hurts. Some days it costs and it feels like we're losing. Point is, it's a whole bunch easier because I'm not fighting it so much anymore because God has done and continues to do a work in my heart to change my will. It's not about how hard we work. It's about how close we are to Jesus, how much time, how much sway we've given him in our hearts. Then when the trials come, we have the courage, we have the power, we have the desire to do it his way. End of story. There's no doubt that in this postmodern high-tech age, doing family, being family, is more difficult than it's ever been. That's why so many families are being torn apart, which is why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest life application booklet, Healing for Broken Families. And with the questions at the end of each chapter, you'll be able to chew things over to apply God's word right into the realities of your family's life. Because his word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that God will pour his love out right there in the middle of your family through this booklet. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.